Here you go, a short idea for Parshas Ekev, Shabbos Mevarchim El. Tashin Ayaches, I learned Shemitz Chosef Fushim, Baruch Tzvi Berif Kabat, Yabstor Shochai Yisrael. Pasuk says in Yud Aleph Yud Tes, we say it every day in Shema, V'limadatam Osam Espanechel Dabar Bam, Meshitach HaBevisech, Oladach HaBadarach, V'shabach HaBekumech. You should teach your children to speak in them, Bam, we know Rashi Tevos, I believe the Vilna Gom brings down is for Bracious, for Tosh Bechsav, and Mem is for Behemasai. When you're sitting in your home, when you're on the way, when you lie down, when you get up, says the Chosam Sofer, a father is charged with the responsibility of teaching his children the ways of Torah. Yeah, a father has to be so careful to not only when they're learning Torah, not only to be careful and to be zayir by learning Torah at home, but also when they're b'ledach, also in the middle of the summer when they're traveling on the road or traveling on vacation, you make sure that they're learning Torah. And says the Chosam Sofer, what are the deeper words of Beladcha Baderech? That he should inculcate into his children so thoroughly that even when he is traveling on their own, meaning even when he is going all the way off the earth, and maybe after his death, the Torah is still going to be one with them. When he's Beladcha Baderech, when he's not going to be there anymore, they should continue to conduct themselves in the way that he instructed them. So it's a very beautiful pshat that the Chosam Sofer means, wasn't in Beladcha Baderech, and it means that a father and a mother have to be so careful to be able to instill the values of Yiddishkeit to their children, not only when they're in their home, but they do it in such a sincere way, even when they're not home, or even when they're in the next world, those values and that commitment and devotion to Judaism is one with their children. It's a beautiful idea, but the Chasam Sofer, the question is how? How do parents, how do teachers, how do we do this in our lives? And I think the answer is found in last week's parsha from Al Shach HaKadosh that we explained. We said the pasuk says in Vav, Vav, right, another passage from Shema, that the word should be on your heart, and then it says, should teach your children, and they should speak in the bum, in the bracious Me'emasai. Says the Ashach, what's the connection between Al Levavcha and the Shinam Tavanecha? He says, when the Torah is on your heart, it's mamash one with you. You're on fire for Torah, you're on fire for davening, on fire for benching, on fire for chesed, then it's V'shinam Tavanecha. Then it could transfer to the next generation. And that says the Ashach HaKadosh, that is the secret of the Chasam Sofer. You want to know how to Beladcha Baderech, how to give over values to your children, how to give over values, what it means to be a fiery Jew. It has to be Alevavcha. When it's Alevavcha, it's Mamash on your heart, it's one with you. Davening, learn Chesed, Shmir Seinayim, Kedusha, Tahara, then it's Vishinatim Levanecha. When it's something exciting, then it's Vishinatim Levanecha. And the Sfasem says this very simply. If you look at the word Yisrael, Yisrael is Gematria 541. You take the Ish out of Yisrael, take 301 out of 541, what are you left with? 541 minus 301. You take Ish out of Yisrael, you're left with 240, left with a Malik. Because you want to give over Judaism, you want to give over them to the next generation, it's got to be with fire. A Malik says no. We're living in a generation where there's no physical Malik. There's not outright, but there's a spiritual Malik, to be cold. Asher Karcha Baderech. You want to know how to give over Judaism? It's got to be with fire. Just like the Chasam Sofer says, and the Ashok says, if it's Alevavcha, then it can be Vishinant Levanacha. You take the Eish out of Yisrael, then you're left with the Malik. At the end of the day, we're benching Rosh Chodesh El Shabbos, the Hafla. We're beating in quotes, the Hafla, we're called these days Yimei HaReis. They're days of friendship. These are days of tremendous closeness between us and the Ribono Shel Olam. Back in the day, Rosh Hashanah, to the days that they say that he would sweat through his shirts Yomim V'Laila. But Elul is the time, Rav Weinberger explains these days, and it's not a day of pacha, it's a day of friendship, of the Amelach Basada, the Ribono Shel Olam coming back to us, we're coming back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's coming back, it's Ani L'doy Di V'doy Di Li. I am to my beloved is to me. This famous story of Chaim Brim, just to end with this, Chaim Brim was the Rosh Hashiva and Eretz Yisrael, the Sefer called Mar B'Chaim. So what happened was, he was in the Beis Midrash one day in Elul, and he went over to one of his students and said, Shalom Aleichem, how are you, cousin? The student said, Rebbe, with all due respect, we're not cousins. He said, what are you talking about? We say, I need a doid, we doid li. A doid, in doid means uncle. He says, we all share the same caring and the same loving uncle. You have the same uncle that makes us cousins. Hashem should bless us to be able to remember how special of a relationship we have with our uncle. When we have, we'll understand how special our relationship is. It's Beladcha Baderech. We give it over to the next generation. How do we do that? It's Alevavcha. When it's Alevavcha, then it's Vishinatim Levanecha. When the kids see it, we're mamish. We're so sincere about it, we're genuine about it, then our children, our students will take after it. And the Eish won't be out of Yisrael, the Eish will be part of the Yisrael. But God forbid, the Eish is actually learning off with the Malik. They take these opportunities of the days of Yimei HaReis, and to remember that days were coming, tremendous days of Ahava between us and the Ribono Shel Olam. Have a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh, and a good Gebenisht. and a ksivach simetoyva be'ez Hashem Yisbarach Yashkoich.